There have been 9 men who have had their numbers retired for the Detroit Tigers. There will be 10 on October 3rd at Comerica Park. Jim Leland will have his number 10 retired on August 3rd, and it's well-deserved. And the manager, former manager, always going to be a manager in my mind, of the Tigers is on the line with us so we can say congratulations to him. Congratulations, Jim Leland.
Yeah.
Well, I thank all of you so much. It's much appreciated, believe me.
Did you have an idea that this was coming?
No, this was a total shock to me. I knew that they were having some type of a day for me on August 3rd, but I had no idea that it was going to entail this at all. I was totally shocked when Christopher Illich called me this morning about 10 o'clock and gave me the news, and I was, like I said, totally shocked.
Well, I think it's well-deserved. Mm-hmm. You presided over an era of excellence in Detroit baseball and some pretty fantastic players. And they really like you here, Jim. You're going to have to get used to it.
We do.
Well, you know, the feeling's mutual, believe me. It was a good relationship. It was a good run, like you said. We had a lot of great players at that time, and everybody got into it. I think the Tigers were looking forward to that. They'd had a couple tough years, obviously. I think all the fans are looking forward to it. And that 2016 probably established a relationship with the fans that you probably don't see very many places. So it was definitely exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when you look back, when they're all out of the game, at the players that you have managed in your career, I mean, you have managed a Hall of Fame's worth roster at pretty much almost every position, particularly a lot of pitchers when you were with the Tigers. You know, to think of all the guys who were on that team at one point, Scherzer and Verlander and all those guys. Do you ever stop and kind of reflect on, I managed that guy. I mean, going back to Pittsburgh and all, you know, all the different people that kind of were under your tutelage, kind of like a teacher when they retire, to sort of say, you know, look at all my students who are out there in the world and have done great things.
Well, you know, you definitely think about it, but I think, you know, I'd like to take some credit for that, but those guys were going to be stars no matter who their manager was. You could see that. But I will say this. I always felt like my job as a manager, along with my coaching staff, I always felt like our job was to get the best version of the player. And in some cases we did it, and probably in some cases we didn't. But that was always our goal. How good can this player be? Let's make sure that we get him to that level where he should be. And that's one thing we always took pride in. But like I said, those guys were going to be Hall of Famers, no matter who their manager was.
Yeah. Jim, I've always been curious about this. When your number is retired, does that come with perks like season tickets for life or free concessions? Does it add anything else to the honor?
They didn't mention anything about that.
Kevin wants to go to the game with you, Jim.
Yeah. Might want to ask him when you come in.
Yeah. Well, I'll be glad to get Kevin a ticket.
God bless you. Thank you, Jim.
Not for a baseball game.
Is this your first number retirement? I know Pittsburgh and Florida should retire, but is this the first one?
This is the first team that's retired my number. Now, Pittsburgh, a week or so, 2 weeks ago, they're putting me in their Hall of Fame August 27th.
Oh, great.
So August 27th. So you've got August 3rd, you're going to have your Tigers number retired. You've got August 27th, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame in Pittsburgh, and you're going into baseball's Hall of Fame in late July, right?
That's correct. So it's going to be
not a bad summer,
to say the least.
And you,
what's happening in September?
And you won the World Series with Florida, right? Of all these other teams, right?
That's correct.
And Nathan, they got to get on the case. What's going on down there?
We'll call them.
They're going to be late to the party. Okay, you'll have your number everywhere. Have you written your Hall of Fame speech yet?
You know, Mitch, I have the beginning and I have the end, but I'm still working on the substance of the middle. I'm having a little tough time trying to figure out how to put all that together because I don't want to get up there and give just a total thank you speech, like a Yellow Pages speech. I don't want to do that. I don't think the people really want to hear that. So I'm trying to put the middle part together somewhat about my career, and it's kind of awkward, to be honest with you, because you do have to talk about yourself a little bit, and that's a little awkward.
Well, if you want to take pages 103 to 107 from Tuesdays with Maury and just put them, you know, feel free. They're all yours.
In fact, send them, Mitch.
People always like that.
Well, I might call you for some tips, to be honest with you, because I don't know what to do with the middle of it.
Well, the middle's always the hardest part, Jim, even with a book. You know, the opening is usually what you think of first, and then you figure out, oh, I'm going to end it this way. But getting from point A to point B is the tough part. So,
if I
can be of any writerly help, it would be my honor.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You helped me write plenty of stories when I was covering you just by giving me good quotes. So I owe it back. Mm-hmm. Well, it's Lou Whitaker, Charlie Gehringer, Alan Trammell, Hank Greenberg, Al Kaline, Sparky Anderson, Hal Neuhauser, Willie Horton, Jack Morris, and Jim Leland.
There you go. Number two.
Joining the ranks, a pretty good company there.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, to think that the sign of the Tigers as a kid in 1963 and then waited a long time to get to Detroit, obviously 2006, and then to have this happen, it's so many things flash through my mind. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to be there, and it's going to be a great night, and really happy for you, Jim. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Now let's get the Tigers going again, Jim.
Yeah, maybe you come back. You can teach them how to do more than win one, lose one, win one, lose one.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be fine.
Yeah, they're going to be fine. They're young. They're young. Congratulations, Jim. Great talking with
you. Thank you.
Jim Leland, number retired. Well, well, well due. Wow. I'm happy for him. That's great.